Are you listening? Good. You are about to enter an audio sensory experience. Focus. Adjust your headphones. Listen. And be warned. Depiction of violence, mature themes, and explicit language ahead. Welcome to Fey Hollow.
Easy, Cal.
Oh, easy there with the gun.
Choi, what are you doing here?
I've got something you might want to see.
Damn, I thought a madman was at my door.
Not the worst thing I've been called. I'll take a beer.
Thanks.
Come in, why don't you? After Jebediah's death, it seems Choi went into research mode. I'm beginning to like the old man. Nothing like mutilated bodies, unauthorized autopsies, and deadly car attacks as the basis of a great partnership. I can respect the man's tenacity, but I know he feels it too. Time is running out. The FTK is always one step ahead. We have to get ahead. Somehow.
So I got one of the tech nerds to do a search on the Infinity Prophecy. Old records, archives, the National Library. Read this part.
As far as ancient Wiccan scripture goes, the Infinity Prophecy seems to predict the end of days. There are mentions of exposing the sins of mortals, the flaying of flesh, and blood being spilled for a great darkness.
Sounds insane. But from what I can gather, it's definitely referencing the Cassian.
Jebediah said it was a prison, too. Whatever that means. Mining. Something Jebediah said. He said my father was mining for secrets. Maybe he didn't mean metaphorically. Maybe he meant literally.
You're saying your father was literally mining into the earth around the Cassian?
I don't think he was the only one.
I've read James Marchand's case file. Rich, powerful, corrupted. Paid for it with more than 20 years behind bars. Are we going to start trusting each other or not?
The reports are true. James Marchand, my father, ran an empire back then. International drug rings, fraud, black market weapons, and the worst, human trafficking of men, women, and oddities around Fey Hollow.
Oddities?
Any individual that could be sold to the highest bidder. Merms with mutations and literal tails. Wolvens that were born more wolf than man. Or so-called cursed Wiccans with special abilities or knacks. Yeah. My father bought them, put them into captivity, and sold them. Like they were products. And then there was me, and my mother, Lily.
Your father says you ran away as a child. Why?
I don't remember much. Just a group of men arguing over me. Asking my father for a price. They wanted to buy me. I was only 11.
I'm sorry.
That's why I ran. Managed to find a way into the Cassian, but I fell into a duct, hit my head, causing my injury. Wolf found me not long after, and she took legal custody of me.
Your mother, Lily?
No idea. Vanished without a trace. She could be dead. I joined the Force to save people, yes. But also, to find her. And discover what really happened.
If your father is part of this sort of twisted plot to mine the Cassian, and is connected to FTK's motives...
He may be involved.
I checked. He just got out of jail 10 days ago. I need you to find him and talk to him, Calandra.
We can bring him in.
Good. Now we just need to find more connections to his victims. I did a cross-reference of the victims to find some sort of prior connection. All the victims came from powerful families. Fergie Dupont, of Dupont Enterprises. Mortimer Lane, Anura Tarr, Naja Lee. She had royal blood. And Jebediah, well, he said he was rich and half Wiccan to begin with.
He's targeting oligarchs, the elite families of Fae Hollow. He mentions them as deceivers and sinners.
Exactly. So what if we run a check for any elite families that have made it to the news over the past 5 to 10 years? Royals, tycoons, magnates, anyone with any business connected to the Cassian.
Worth a shot.
Get some sleep. We have a long day tomorrow.
A doomsday prophecy. The Cassian. Elite families. My father? It doesn't make any sense. But the FTK has lit a fire. And the city is aflame.
We want justice! We want justice!
Well, I'm here reporting live from the protest at the city square. As you can see behind me, after the 4th murder this week, citizens are protesting against the police for the lack of progress in catching the serial killer, now dubbed the Fairy Tale Killer, or the FTK. Details have also emerged about the monstrous way in which the victims were killed, with mentions of torture, decapitation, and even drained blood. Now, what are the killer's brutal motives in killing some of Fae Hollow's most influential people? Well, I have someone beside me, one of the protesters who wants his voice heard. Hello, sir. What do you hope to achieve today?
Action and accountability. People are dying. Merms, Anuras, even celebrities. What's next? Everyday people like you and me? If they can't catch one killer, what can they do, huh?
We want justice.
Stand down. Go back to your homes. I repeat, stand down. Return to your homes.
The whole city's gone mad.
Let's get to work.
Our database picked up a few things. The families of all the victims were in business together.
Right. It makes sense.
Well, they wanted to develop the Cassian into a subterranean extension of the city. They needed permission, so they requested for countless permits. Nothing went through.
So we have names?
Your father, the Duponts, Mortimer, Naja's family, Jebediah's estate, and Satsman and Enel Enterprises.
The FTK. He'll target them next.
Oh, got it. Doug Enel passed away. His entire empire was inherited by his only son, Jack Enel. And Tony Satsman has 2 children, 2 teenage twins.
They all need protection. Agent Calandra.
My name is Jack Enel. My father is Doug Enel. Someone's trying to kill me.
Jack, I need you to stay calm. Where are you?
112 Eastman Drive. Some damn warehouse. The man, he said he'd have a new truck for me, but he knocked me out. And he said I'm going to die today. Help me. I think he's back.
Choi, we need to get to 112 Eastman Drive, now.
Who the fuck was that?
I'll explain in the car. Let's go.
Get out of the way! Move!
Ah. This could get violent.
Yes, no shit.
This is Agent Calandra Wing, 5-4. We're en route to 112 Eastman Drive. We have a possible victim, Jack Ennell, and a murder suspect inside the warehouse. Requesting backup and anyone on the scene
Everyone
to...
Everyone is dealing with the riot. The mob is trying to burn the station down.
Oh, fuck.
We're on our own. Bloody hell!
This car's not going to hold up much longer.
Eastman Drive is just across this bridge.
Oh shit, the riot is clogging up the road.
FDK could be inside. If we're too late, we're gonna lose him.
Hey, y'all are cops, aren't you?
Get away from this car, I'll arrest you for obstruction.
You people ain't been doing your job. You're letting the FDK run free. We gotta put Fay Hollow in our own hands.
Taking the side. Fuck.
That was close.
Maybe Jebedar was right. This is the end of days. That's the warehouse over there.
The door's not locked.
Cover me.
Some sort of metal manufacturing plant.
Eyes front.
Found something. Could be Jack Ennell's phone. Unknown number.
Put it on loudspeaker.
Hello?
Hello.
FTK.
In the flesh. Or rather, voice.
Where is Jack Ennell?
Oh, you mean that heir to a broken empire? Well... Little Jack loved to steal coins from honest people as he climbed his way to the top, reaching for that vine of success. Did you know that he was addicted to magic beans? He loved a little hallucinogenic trip, that Jack. Did you know that he funded a drug ring in the slums, too?
This isn't some fairy tale.
No, this is real life. I've given you the clues. Don't you understand them yet? Calandra Marchin.
How do you know my name?
Well, the Marchins play an important part. A crucial element, in fact.
What the hell does that mean?
It means you failed. It means that your flesh will burn with the sins of your past. Along with all the others.
Stop fucking around and tell me what you want.
Calandra, where's the fun in that? Go to the second floor, East Wing.
Go, go! Oh. Too late, Jack.
Dead. Incisions along the back. Spinal column exposed. Flayed flesh. Bones torn from muscle. Limbs elongated into some sort of...
A giant. A goddamn giant. Covered in coins and pills. The magic beans. Stolen goods.
You hear that?
What?
That tapping sound. I've heard that sound before. When we were...
Wait!
We gotta get out now!
Fuck!
The station is probably blocked. Let's head to my place. He knows my name. The FTK knows my name.
Satsmans. We need to locate them.
He said sins. Sins.
What?
FTK. He mentioned your flesh will burn with the sins of your past. It can't be a coincidence.
What do you mean?
Anisidora's jar. An old artifact of legend. Anisidora had a jar containing all manner of misery and evil. The father of all gods sent her to marry a man who forgot the warning of his brother and made Anisidora his wife. Afterwards, he opened the jar, from which the evils of man flew out over the earth. Greed, envy, hatred, disease, poverty, and so on.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
All the murder victims, these families, seem linked to these sins that were released. He's twisted it, embedded it into his beliefs.
I don't give a fuck about old legends. I care about saving lives.
My apartment is just across that street.
I'll park.
There, across the street. Through this door. Let's go. Who the...
Surprise! Life can be so unpredictable sometimes.
We know who you're after, you crazy fuck!
Do you? Enlighten me.
We'll find them.
Let me speed it up for you, then.
No! Help us! He kidnapped us. I don't know where.
No! Let them go! We can negotiate. They're innocent children!
I think not. No fairy tale would be complete without some lost children. You'd know a lot about that. Wouldn't you, Calandra?
You touch them, and I'm going to kill you with my own two hands!
How are you going to kill me when the entire city wants your blood?
What are you talking about?
Look outside.
The TV billboard!
He's hacked into it.
Citizens of Fae Hollow, I am the Fairy Tale Killer, and I'm here with another story. Once upon a time, there were some truly terrible people. Families that tried to claim an untold power. Treasure? No. A golden cup? No. Fire and wrath? Yes. A deep, an impenetrable power lies beneath our very feet. The families hungered for it. They were like greedy little children, wanting to gobble the power up. Yum, 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 yum. But the families were also blind. They lost control of the entity. And in fear sealed it in the Cassian. But now their sins have come back to haunt them. And all of you forgotten bystanders will pay the price. Your government has forsaken you. Your so-called elite has lied to you. Only I will tell you the truth. James Marchion is the true reason your blood is spilled every single day.
No.
Kill James Marchion, or Calandra Marchion of the FHPD, and I will stop the murders. You have a prince's promise.
AXN presents Fae Hollow, The Fairy Tale Murders. Enjoy the thrill of the episode? Share it now. And for even more content, visit axn-asia.com/FaeHollowPodcast.